Greetings and welcome to the Audio Tidbits Podcast Network. We hope you enjoy the show.
I'm Dr. Gary Crow. This is How to Matter.
Welcome.
Check it out.
Check this out.
Initiating startup sequence.
5, 4,
3, 2, 1.
Attention. Attention.
This line is for ticket holders only, please. Ticket holders
right,
only.
Move it. Look out. Hey, I'm cutting in front here.
Wait a minute.
Coming through.
You can't do that.
Yeah, who do you think you are?
Yeah. Me?
Yeah.
I'm an obnoxious butthead.
Oh, sorry.
Yes, you know them well. In fact, you encounter them every day.
Hey, you just parked in front of my driveway. What are you, a butthead? Yeah. Sorry. I'll just back out over my lawn.
We call them buttheads, but they're actually the unfortunate victims of craniorectosis, a condition which causes people to lose all feeling for others simply because their head is jammed up their... Well, you get the picture.
Excuse me, but this is a no-smoking section.
So, what are you gonna do about it, cupcake?
Don't do anything. He's a terminal butthead. A public service reminder from the committee to replace lab animals with buttheads.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
5, 4,
3,
2,
1.
When my youngest daughter and son were 9 and 8, respectively, they were watching a TV documentary about sharks and seals. The seals were out swimming around in the ocean, as seals are wont to do, just relaxing, having a good time, it appeared. And the sharks were circling. They were going round and round. And occasionally, one of those sharks would dive in and bop, away goes a seal. So it was a pretty gruesome kind of thing, and I was wondering whether it was a really good idea to watch that type of thing if you're 9 and 8 years old, when my daughter started rooting on the sharks. She was going, yay, get them, you know, and was absolutely identifying with the sharks. While at the same time, my son was empathizing with the seals. Oh, those poor seals, don't you know? I was thinking that there is probably some lesson here about human nature, the sharks of the world and the seals of the world. In our example that we had earlier, the butthead who was absolutely suffering from
craniorectosis
very likely represents one of the sharks of the world. And, as we see, is someone around whom we would not want to spend a lot of time. By the same token, though, in the example, who were the seals? I was kind of fascinated by the people who at first had some reaction to the shark and then capitulated. They gave in. They apologized. Oh, I'm sorry. You know, I know that you are the way you are. You're a butthead, if you will. And therefore, I'm going to accept that. I'm going to tolerate that. I'm going to capitulate to that. I wonder to what extent we do that in real life. Assessing the shark in our example, the primary characteristics we notice about him are that he is crude and exceedingly rude. Suppose we met someone with similar tendencies who was neither crude nor rude. Suppose instead that individual exuded confidence and gave the impression of high competence. Suppose he or she were refined, sophisticated, and very much gave the impression of being in charge, being ready to deal with whatever came along, being able to exert power and influence over everyone and everything. With that type of disguise in place, the shark can easily pass as an acceptable human being. Let's consider, though, the underlying qualities and characteristics that make a shark, regardless of the superficial or public presentation.
Sharks are involved and decisive.
They are very much into being individuals who are not part of the group and who definitely operate in their own interest. Being involved takes the form of being extremely alert, aware of what is going on, and prepared to act quickly and efficiently. Decisiveness is a major characteristic, with sharks being able to make a decision and act on it without hesitation or second guessing.
In the illustration, the seals were certainly sycophantic. They gave in too quickly. They capitulated too easily. They moved aside and let the shark have his way. Even so, the characteristics are those that we see from time to time in people that are not sycophantic, are not too quick to capitulate, who don't give in too easily. They are simply a different order of folks than the sharks. Let's consider how the seals appear when looked at from a different perspective.
Seals are helpful and playful. They are definitely part of the group and social participation is a high priority for them. They like being helpful, doing things for and with others, and making things work out well for everyone. They also have an ability to be helpful in a fun way, with playfulness being one of their primary characteristics.
When the cloak of acceptability is swept away, we find that the sharks are ruthless, power-hungry, and inclined to only pursue their own selfish interest. For the seals, sweeping away the happy, nice person facade leaves us with an individual who is barely able to take care of himself or herself, who barely has the good sense to get in out of the rain, as the saying goes. As we see, neither the sharks nor the seals are worthy of our emulation or admiration. The path for those of us who want to matter, who are determined to matter, lies somewhere in the middle ground, at a place where we can and do stand up for ourselves, care for ourselves, while at the same time being someone who has compassion for and sensitivity to other people. For those of us who want to matter, who want to make a difference, the key is to avoid the self-serving aggressiveness of sharks and the passive defenselessness of the seals. How do we do that? We do that by assuring that we ourselves do not suffer from
craniorectosis.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of How to Matter. I hope we have a chance to visit again soon.